Syrian opposition groups have agreed a common approach towards peace talks with the government, which are expected to be held next month. A framework document, signed at the end of a two-day meeting in Saudi Arabia, drops a previous demand that President Bashar al-Assad leave office before any negotiations. But the opposition says Mr. Assad must step down when a transitional government is established. A U.S. State Department spokesman, John Kirby, welcomed the agreement as a critical first step towards negotiations on Syria.
There is still more work to do between now, the conclusion of today's meeting, and sometime in early January when we hope these political negotiations can continue. For instance, one big thing is to pick a negotiating team.
A senior U.S. Treasury official has said that Islamic State militants have looted up to $1 billion from banks in territory held by the group in Iraq and Syria. Adam Shubin told the BBC how the jihadists acquired the cash.
As they rolled through in terms of their initial military campaign and took over cities like Mosul, there were banks, standing banks there, that had cash in their vaults. And of course, ISIL then obtained control over those bank vaults. The good news is that once that money is spent, it's not renewable.
Mr. Shubin said IS had made a further $500 million from oil sales. He said the customers included the government of President Bashar al-Assad, which it's fighting to overthrow. U.S. officials say the militant's finance chief, known as Abu Saleh, has been killed. The French Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabius, has submitted a new draft agreement at the climate change talks in Paris, as delegates continue negotiations for the second night running. Here's Roger Harabin.
Mr. Fabius has been saying from the start that he expected to close matters at 5 o'clock this evening so people could get home for the weekend. That is looking an increasingly forlorn hope. Things had been going well, but the revised negotiating text has clarified deep divisions over what countries expect of each other. Vulnerable nations want protection and money. Rich nations want a clear date for ending carbon emissions and for emerging economies to make more effort.
The campaign group Amnesty International has accused Saudi Arabia and its allies of deliberately attacking schools in Yemen. It says that since the Saudi-led coalition began conducting airstrikes in March, more than 1,000 schools have been put out of action. Amnesty calls on the US and Britain to suspend arms sales to Saudi Arabia. A US Army sergeant who was held captive by the Taliban for nearly 5 years after walking away from his military base in Afghanistan has spoken publicly about his decision for the first time. Bo Bergdahl said he was trying to draw attention to bad leadership within his unit. World News from the BBC. The Vatican has told Roman Catholics that they should not try to convert Jews in a further departure from the historical tradition of antipathy towards Judaism. It coincides with the 50th anniversary of a Vatican statement repudiating the doctrine that Jews bore collective guilt for the death of Jesus. Bryony McKenzie reports.
Although not a formal change to Catholic doctrine, this new document stressed the unique relationship of the two faiths and called on Christians to consider Jews as their elder brothers. Written by the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations, it said Jews could attain salvation without accepting the divinity of Jesus Christ.
Russia has led a revolt against proposals to introduce a worldwide annual view of whether countries that have signed up to the Geneva Conventions on the Rules of War are abiding by them. The move was blocked at a meeting of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Geneva.
Most international treaties have a review process. The Geneva Conventions do not. Encouraging respect is done through confidential discussions between the International Committee of the Red Cross and warring parties. The ICRC itself isn't sure that's working. It has warned the conventions are being violated on a regular and brutal scale. ICRC President Peter Maurer spent most of the night lobbying countries in the hope they would agree to a more formal review. The move to reject the proposal came from Russia, but it received broad support.
The American firm SpaceX is launching its first mission next week since an unmanned rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded in June. A spokesman said an upgraded version of the Falcon 9 rocket would carry commercial communications satellites. BBC World Service News.